Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is Friday, and it is time once again for an uncloseted riff and rant with me, Rick Clemens, that coming out guy, that guy that helps you make simple decisions about taking big, bold steps and helping you uncloset your life. So today I wanted to start with an admission. I know that it is now 9:32 a.m. on Friday, March the 3rd, and I'm just recording. I am just recording this podcast. If you are a subscriber, you're probably used to waking up and having the podcast immediately available, but I made a decision last night to not publish, to not record, because I wanted to share today's uncloseted riff about being okay not to be okay. It's part of coming out and really uncloseting yourself from a really dark corner in most of our closets, which is a closet of time. And why am I sharing this today? Well, yesterday was a really jam-packed day for me, and all week has been a really jam-packed week for me. And I actually had recording podcasts on the very first thing Monday morning, and I lost my focus. And then things came up, and I started doing other things. And then before I knew it, here it was Thursday evening at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was working on a project that I had to get done, and I realized when I left the house to go have a date night with my husband that I had forgotten to record the podcast. Now, at first, I could have got all uptight, and actually, I did get all uptight. I'm like, fuck, I didn't do the podcast. And then I said to myself, it's okay, Rick. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to be perfectly on time with the podcast. It's okay to use this as a teaching moment for yourself and hopefully for your audience. And what I want to make sure we understand is time can be something that holds us in the closet. It is something that can take all the lifeblood out of us if we don't learn to have a beautiful relationship with time. Because it's just a matter of energy. In fact, time is kind of an emotional thing as well. And what I'm starting to learn is that every time I let time make things not okay, or it not to be okay to not have something complete right in the moment, that as soon as I get comfortable with that, I get so much more done. When I don't let time dominate my life, but when I'm respectful to we're given certain amounts of time. And so as I've begun to uncloset myself from that concept, here's three things that I have learned. Three things I've learned for myself, and I'm hoping this will help you as you begin to uncloset yourself from the constraints of time. First thing is time is something that often leads us to feeling like if I don't get this done, then we face the fear of failure. Okay, but so what? What if you do fail? Now, some of these failures could be pretty big. If you didn't get a project done for work and the boss comes down on you, you could get written up. And then eventually, if this becomes a habitual pattern, you could lose a job. But I want you to look at this from the perspective of if I fail or I fail a little bit, what can I learn from this? The other thing that happens with time and with not getting things done and we feel like, okay, it's not okay to be late or it's not okay to just be okay in this time warp that we live in. Because think about it, 70, 80, 60, 40, whatever amount of years we're given, it's a time warp. But something that steps in and often takes away a lot of time from us is worrying about what other people will think. We worry about other people's expectations. So I'm going to invite you to start releasing those expectations, except where they make sense. If your boss expects something to be done on time, then you got to work that into your time warp schedule. And you got to figure out a way to be okay with it being in your schedule. And the third thing that comes out of, at least for me, that I've realized that time sometimes slips away because I get into something and then I get to thinking about something else. I'm like, well, okay, but if I'm doing this, then I'm not doing that. And okay, but what if I go do that? Then I'm going to miss out on doing this. And suddenly, and if you've ever heard this acronym, FOMO, F-O-M as in Mary, O, FOMO, fear of missing out, then you start losing your time and you get yourself closeted into a time drain once again. So today I want to just encourage you to be okay with not being okay sometimes in how you use your time. And let those times that being okay with not being okay with how you're using your time to guide you, to help you grow, to help you come out of the closet of time and really learn how can I better use my time and be more efficient and step out of the closet of that time master that's holding you and strangling you. So that's it. That's my riff for today. I hope you got something from it. And again, let's remember the three things. Oftentimes it's fear of our own failure that's going to steal time from us. Oftentimes it's other people's expectations that steal time from us. And oftentimes it is our own fear of missing out that steals time from us. Now, I know we've been moving along this pathway towards changing up the podcast. So I want to kind of wrap the story up a little bit, and then we'll be telling you more as the weeks go on. But one of the things that I realized for myself is there are certain things I really, really, really love to do. And it was something that I wanted to focus on in relation to this time subject that I just talked about, which is doing the things in the time that I have here on the planet that really light me up, that really turn me on. And one of those things is doing this podcast. I love doing my podcast. It is the thing that lights me up probably more than just about anything else in my business. And so what I've committed to myself to do is to do a podcast that really, really means something to me. And that's why I did the Coming Out Lounge. And that is why I'm expanding to a broader audience with the new podcast, which some of you have heard me say, but I'm going to really let it go here today. The new podcast is going to be called Life Uncloseted. Now, I know I've shared that a little bit in the past, but let me tell you why I'm calling it. Because I believe we all have closets. We're all hiding something. We all have something we're coming out of. And I'm going to start bringing really beautiful, powerful guests who have just done amazing things when they've given themselves permission to come out of the closets of their life. We're going to talk about ways to step out of the closet. We're going to talk about ways to be in the closet and figure out why you want to step out of the closet without being mean or beating yourself up. And we're going to look at things about why we sometimes choose to stay in closets until the time is right. So do you get the theme today? It's all about time. And I want to make sure that as we step forward into the time when we will release Life Uncloseted, that you're excited, that you're part of the family, and that you're going to continue to, you know, listen to us if it's in your best interest. If it doesn't match for you, great. Go spend your time somewhere else that's more productive. But I want to invite you to always, always just tune in if it makes sense to you, because we're going to have just phenomenal, phenomenal conversations, fireside type chats about how to live life uncloseted. So that's it for this week. And yes, I purposely waited to record this because I wanted the time thing to kind of be top of mind for those of you who are like, wait, Rick didn't record the podcast. Well, I wanted to like use this as a teaching moment, as a lovely mentoring space, a place to invite you to come play in the playground of living life uncloseted with me. And I hope you got something from that. So that's it, gang. It is 8 minutes into this podcast. I want to wrap it up. I want to set you free. And I hope you all go out and have a beautiful, fabulous weekend wherever you are on beautiful Mother Earth. Take care. Have a great weekend. And never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your uncloseted life. Thanks again for listening.